Hello and good morning. You are listening to Get Notified here on KUCI.
Yo, check out my DJ skills.
Dad, yo, those are mad DJ skills. KUCI Irvine.
Bubba Bass, how low can you go?
You're listening to 88.9 FM, KUCI Irvine. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of KUCI or the University of California, Irvine.
Hello and good morning to Irvine. This is your host this morning on Get Notified. My name is Ryan Folland, and we are talking all about Snapchat. If you don't know about Snapchat, you should listen to the show. And if you're listening to the show, you're going to learn all about Snapchat. You are here on Get Notified, where we like to talk to people who, one, love social media and want to get better. Two, hate social media. That's okay. We love you, too. And three, for those people who are genuinely confused about social media. If you haven't heard about Snapchat, you will today. It is crazy. There's over 100 million active users that are looking at over 5 billion videos every single day. It's literally taking the 17 through 35-year-old category by storm. And today, we have brought on some serious hitters who are active users. We've got a UCI student. We've got a friend of mine from off campus, two friends of mine from off campus, and we are going to be rocking and rolling, stepping through the entire process of how the whole thing works. I would like to bring on our first guest, Jel Cruz. Jel, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am.
And we have another in-studio guest, and this is her first day at work here for the Office of the Vice Provost of Teaching and Learning. She said, all right, Ryan, I'm ready to go. And I said, great, you're going to be on the radio. And she said, okay, that's kind of what we like to see. So would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Angie.
Well, hello. You have a great radio voice. You know that?
Thank you. It sounds weird.
It does sound weird to hear the sound of your own voice, but the more you do that, the more it will make sense to you. And it looks like we might even have another caller on the line. Sunny, is that you?
Hi, this is Sunny.
Sunny, you have joined the show. We have three lovely people here, plus me, and we are getting ready to talk about Snapchat. So
awesome.
would you like to introduce yourself real quick? I know that your name is spelled S-A-N-I and it's pronounced Sunny, which is awesome.
Yes.
And are you feeling nice and sunny this morning?
As sunny as it's gonna get for 8 a.m.
Nice. Well, here in Southern California, the sun is always shining. And to be honest, those UV rays come through the clouds. So take it from Ginger MC, always wear your sunscreen. Today, the topic is Snapchat, and I'm excited because I'm still a little confused. Snapchat started, if I'm not mistaken, in about 2011, and it is now at a point where it's tip of the tongue, and people are using it all the time. Literally 5 billion video views every day is crazy. If you haven't heard of Snapchat, you need to figure out what's going on with it. Even just to think if it's for you or not, because it's not for everyone. All social media isn't for everyone. Because we have these expert guests, I want to kind of step through over the next hour a process from zero to Snapchat hero. Literally, like from starting off, what is Snapchat to how do you sign up for Snapchat? What is the little ghost thing? What's a story? We can step through the whole process, and then literally, hopefully afterwards, everyone will be a little bit Snapchat smarter. Does that sound like a good plan?
Sounds good.
I'm going to randomly select. I'm going to say Jel because you were first on the line. How about you step us through what Snapchat is? And I have these GTO moments. It's not a car. It's a grandma timeout. It literally means stop, stop, stop. Explain this like you would be talking to your grandma. GTO, Snapchat, what is this thing?
Snapchat is basically another form of social media that, as you said, 19 to 35-year-olds use to keep connected with one another and also to keep connected with what's out there. It's literally kind of the new TV.
So I like that. The new TV. Let's say that again. Snapchat is the new TV, but for a very attention deficit crowd of like 10 seconds, right?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay. Snapchat is the new TV. Let's see. Sunny, why are people using it? Like, in a general concept, like, what is the appeal?
I think the biggest appeal is we're able to share pieces of our lives across the world, wherever you are. So that's the biggest appeal, is you're engaging with people on a whole new level.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you are listening to Get Notified, and we are here at KUCI. We talk about social media, so why not share the love of social media? Let's do a quick social media timeout. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan Foland, and you can find KUCI at KUCI FM. Why don't you guys give your roll calls, and then we'll continue on.
Yeah, I am on Twitter as well, and it's at Jel Cruz, and also, of course, on Snapchat, but it's Jel Cruz 81 because somebody else has gotten my original name.
I feel your pain on that, because on Instagram, I'm Ryan.Foland, so it plagues me every day, but we just have to deal with it.
That's right.
And then Sunny?
I am Sunny, and it's Beso Sunny, B-E-S-O-S-A-N-I, Beso as in kiss in Spanish, and Sunny as in like a sunny sky. And I got blessed and was able to capture my username on every single platform out there.
Nice, and consistency. So GTO, capturing on every platform.
Yes. And just real quick, is this 88.9?
This is 88.9, yes.
Okay, just making sure. Thank you.
And we are live streaming at KUCI.org. So if anybody here is like, oh my gosh, I have a friend or I have a grandma who has no idea about Snapchat and I've been wanting to explain it to them, email them right now, text them right now, tweet them right now, poke them in the shoulder right now and say, tune in. And what about our in-house guest who is first day at work here? How do we find you online?
On Twitter?
Sure.
Angie underscore Starby with two A's because the other one was taken.
Okay, I didn't hear that at all.
Do I repeat it?
Yeah, let's repeat
okay,
it.
Okay, it's Angie underscore Starby with two A's.
Okay, now what's funny is that nobody talked about their Snapchat handle. Ooh, that's okay. Snapchat, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm Snapchat, guess what? I locked up Ryan Foland, so my Snapchat is at Ryan Foland. What about you, Jel?
Jel Cruz 81.
Oh, cool. And then, Sandy, you talked about it that you've got them all the same. And are you on Snapchat as well?
Yeah, and it's Angie Sarabia. I got that too.
Look at that. So one general rule is try to gobble up your handles across the board so that you don't have to spend 5 minutes on the radio explaining that you have 7 different handles. Okay, so we know that Snapchat is the modern TV for people, and it's helping them with this, not only sharing, but finding stories. And there is an ephemeral nature to this, to where the snaps don't live forever. And I think that was some of the original appeal. However, they've just recently launched the memories within it, so it's not so much that anymore. But let's talk about how you actually sign up. Like, square one, how do you sign up for this app? And it is an app. For all of you who don't know, GTO, an app, is a mobile application that helps you do things on your phone. And sometimes it transfers to online from a desktop, but really, Snapchat is just a mobile platform. You can't Snapchat on the computer, correct?
That's right.
Okay. So step us through a user case scenario. I want to be on Snapchat because I'm not on Snapchat. What do you do?
You basically sign up, I believe, with a mobile phone number and an email address. That's basically it. You just need to have those two and you sign up. And I know for most people, they don't really get it right away because it's just weird. It doesn't come with real instructions. You'd have to dig through, I guess, terms and conditions and all that stuff to find the actual instructions. But as with anybody, you know, you just keep playing with it and you figure it out later on. So
I like that. So for those of you who are looking for clear instructions for Snapchat, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not going to happen. It's sort of a play it to figure it out.
I'm just going to interject on
yes,
that. I think
do.
If you are on the main face thing where you're taking your actual snap and you swipe down and you look at your added me, added friends, my friends, and your little Snapchat code is right on that screen on the top left corner, there's a question mark. I think that's where you'll find your Q&A.
So, I stand corrected. If you're the kind of person that needs structure, Snapchat has a little question mark to figure it out. And if you are the kind of person that just searches and can't figure out where that question mark is, you can enjoy the process and learn how to do it. Let's talk about, you've now got the app downloaded. Let's talk about the main functionality, because it is weird, right? You have this whole swiping left and right. So GTO swipe is literally using your thumb or finger and moving it across the screen to the left or the right. So when you pull up the app, the first thing that comes up is what looks like a camera function, correct?
Yeah.
You've got this camera function, and it usually has the camera that's facing outward. But at the same time, you're able to click in the top right-hand corner, and it turns around to the selfie cam.
Or double-click on the camera.
Oh, so you can just, really, I just learned something, because every time I'm snapping and I want to go like forwards and backwards, I move my big finger up to the top, and it takes over the screen to do it. So you can just double-tap anywhere on the screen to flip the camera?
Yes.
Fantastic. I think I'm done. That's all I needed to do today. So you can take actual pictures, like you can actually just click the little circle once, or you can press back and you can hold it down. Now, when you hold it down, it has a 10-second countdown, like I'm doing it right now. I am on the radio, 10, 9, 8, 7, and if you take your finger off, then all of a sudden, you stop filming. Once you film that, let's talk about these filters, whether you have an actual video that you've done or whether you have an actual photo. Let's talk filters for a second, like GTO filters.
GTO filters, it's basically bound to a certain geographic location. So I'm in Carson, so if you guys were on Snapchat, I could snap real quick and I'll swipe my finger to the right a few times until I find the filter, and it'll say Carson. So it depends on where you're at, and it'll show you different kinds of artistically created geofilters. What they're called.
So we have geofilters. So a geofilter is based on your location. If you have your picture or your video, and you swipe to the left or right, it's going to show an option of artwork.
Correct.
Okay, and that's based on the actual geolocation. So the geotags that I have at UCI are going to be UCI-based, and when you're somewhere else, and they come and go, right?
For certain geofilters, they come and go. There's one that's called on-demand, which are purchased by either personal, you know, for personal use or for business use. So that is dependent on a location and time frame or an event that you want to purchase an on-demand filter for. The ones that are static are called community geofilters, which is what I have on my Snapchat in a few seconds here. I'm Snapchatting as well.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. It's almost like artwork that you can just swipe left or right, and it shows kind of shows a stamp of a location, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, I just saw you with a crazy face on. Crazy face. Let's talk about that for a minute. So to back up, you download the app. You open it after you've sort of had the option to maybe add some contacts. And when you open the app, it's going to open up to a camera functionality. The camera functionality has either a regular still picture that you can take if you touch it, or you can hold down the little circle at the bottom and you get a 10-second clock. There's a little red timer that sort of spins around. And once you take your finger off of that, the picture will stay static if it's a picture, or the video is going to continue to roll. It'll loop. And with that looping going on in the background, you now have an option to add filters. And filters, there are geo filters, which are tagged towards a location. So, for example, I was in New York recently, and if I swipe left or right, there's like New York, Manhattan. It's a way for you to put a stamp on where you are. And there's other standard filters. Let's cover those real quick before we get to the crazy face thing. It has sort of like an Instagram effect where you swipe it and it is more of a sepia tone, or you swipe it and it's a brighter tone. And you can swipe it and it does a bunny, a fast forward.
This is a black and white one, too.
What else? There's a black and white one? Okay, Angie's chirping in here. Talk about these filters, because they're always there, right?
There's three Instagram filters.
Three Instagram filters. Mm-hmm. So what are they?
So it's the one you were... Sepia tone?
The sepia tone, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the bright one.
The bright one. So if you have a dark photo, it brightens it up. Mm-hmm.
And then black and white.
And then black and white. So you can always take your photo, not worry about how it looks initially, because you can throw some filters on it. And since I'm ginger, I always look better in the sepia tone. And then there's some effects to it, right? There are effect filters. And the effect filters, do you want to step through those? They are literally... Well, let's see. I'm grabbing my Snapchat now. So I'm going to take a selfie snap. Boom. And if I go to the left, I see a UC Irvine Infinity Fountain and then a UCI and a UCI. So there's a time one. It actually has like the time clock. That's one. You can swipe again and it has the temperature. Okay, so maybe if you're in the Arctic cold and you want to brag about how cold it is, or you're for the beach, you want to brag about how hot it is, it can do that. Or there's a mile per hour. I was in a taxi in Portugal recently, and I snapped specifically with the mile per hour thing because I was going like 70, 80 miles an hour on city streets, and it was crazy. And using that filter helped me to communicate that to the world.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I also wanted to note this because some people don't know about this, and I know I didn't, and I learned. So when you swipe on those, you know, those informational filters, once you have it on your screen, for example, if you have, let's say, the date today, right? You tap on it once, and it changes to a different format, and then you tap it again, and then it changes. Well, it changes. The first thing is it's on the time. Hang on, sorry.
Wait a minute. I'm doing this now. Okay, this is crazy, and I just learned this as well. What you're saying, and everybody, if you're here with us, get out your phone, get out your Snapchat. I just learned this right now too. So if you swipe to the left, it gives the time, but if you click on the time, it turns it to like a different font, and then it goes to the actual clock time. That's cool.
That goes the same with the temperature.
Okay, so let's check it out. With the temperature, if you're following us, this is Get Notified. We're here at KZUCI to teach you to become more comfortable with social media. And today we're talking about Snapchat, which I believe is probably the most uncomfortable platform out there because they're always changing. Nobody knows. Here I am, self-professed, not really knowing, and I'm learning more than I thought I would. Once you have your picture that you've taken, like me, I have this awesome selfie of myself. It's not really that good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to swipe until I get the sepia tone, because as a ginger, I look better. That looks better. Now, if I look towards the temperature, if I click on the temperature, it literally changes from Fahrenheit to...
Centigrade.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. And then if you do the... Does that happen with the miles per hour, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It goes to kilometers per hour and miles per hour.
Right.
And then what else? What about the speeding up? That just does the speeding up, huh?
Yeah.
And you can speed up or slow down. And there's also a reverse, right?
Mm-hmm. And there's two speed ups. There's fast and super fast.
Wow. Okay, so let's just conceptually take a moment here because this is a lot of information. What we're looking at here as a tool is for anybody. That means from a 13-year-old to a 37-year-old, because that's the window where most people are in the Snapchat, they can take... literally pull their phone out and take a picture, or they can hold their phone down and take a little video. That's all that they're doing, and now they have a chance to play. They can throw on filters, they can speed it up, they can slow it down, they can put the temperature on there. It's almost like a small editing studio as an app. Is that correct?
Correct.
So sometimes pictures, like just pictures of me looking at myself here at the phone, that's not that exciting. But if I put a sepia tone so I look better, and then I do a 0 mile an hour, I think that's kind of funny because I'm not going anywhere right now. So I've just taken what could be a very dumb picture and I've made it into something that maybe would be entertaining for some people. And that goes back to the point that Snapchat is like a TV. Are people trying to be entertaining with their snaps?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I think that's probably a big realization for me. What is the use of Snapchat? It's to be entertaining. It's to have fun. It's not to be super serious. It's not to share a political update. It's not to send an article about how to do something. It's just kind of 10 seconds of fun or a silly picture, right?
I think some people will do educational things. I've done educational things, and I've seen other people do, like, a news report. That's their thing.
Now, how do you do a news report in 10 seconds?
Basically, they just keep snapping. So they use, like, numbers, and they put the numbers down in the corner, and they put the topic, and they actually have a pretty good system. So I think what they're doing on their end is they're Googling just a bunch of facts that they find interesting, and they pick, like, the top 3 to 5, and they just discuss it, and then in between each fact, they play music and give credit to the music artist.
Hmm. Okay, so GTO, you said the word snapping. Like this is like snapping?
Snapping. So, like, it's the, I guess, adjective? I don't know.
The act of using Snapchat to either take a picture or a photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I love it how social media just creates all kinds of new words. And so somebody would say, hey, let's take a picture. But now they're saying, hey, let's take a snap.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody used to say, hey, this is a really cool moment. Maybe it's good for America's Funniest Home Videos. Maybe we can win $10,000. But now they say, quick, snap this.
Right.
Okay, so snapping is the process, but to take a picture is to snap.
Yeah.
I think I'm following this. So I stand corrected. This is fun and it's silly, but at the same time, it can be educational. And I'm going to go back to Jill. You talked about this being the modern TV station. There are literally different channels for different people. You've got Comedy Central, you've got CNN, you've got PBS, you've got all these different stations to do different things. Question for each of you, do you guys sort of jump channels from a production standpoint? Are you always silly? Do you sometimes do, it sounds like, Sunny, you're talking about you do educational stuff, and then I see you with a wreath on your head just smiling and having fun. So from a user perspective, do you have to choose your channel of what you're going to do, or can you just kind of be a channel surfer from the creation side?
You know, the beauty of Snapchat is that, you know, going back to that new TV thing, it is different channels. We need to think of ourselves as a channel, so to speak, because we're producing and we're creating. You know, people watch our videos, watch our snaps. It is quite an honor for me whenever I see someone that's up high there and that they'll be watching me, and I try and make sure to put good content, but at the same time I do have randomness. I mean, everybody does have randomness in them, and so sometimes I'd be, I don't know, snapping a video of my dog or some flowers or something, and that's what makes it fun, and that's what makes it exciting.
All right, so fun and exciting by knowing your own channel, but it's okay to switch around between channels is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, I like it. Like, when I'm traveling, typically that's when I snap the most because I have the most time to myself, and I'm in line, or I see something that's funny in an airport, or I see something in a city that's cool, and it's a quick way for me to get sort of share a little moment of my life in the world when I'm traveling, because I think it's fun or entertaining. So I'm kind of like the travel channel snap. That's what I do.
Right.
How about you, Sunny?
I'm pretty much in the same boat. I definitely like to educate. I haven't really been doing it as much on here. I do like I always have trouble saying it. Do it yourself. DIYs. Those are always fun to do because they're quick little snaps. And I'll educate, like, on fire extinguishers or earthquakes, things like that. And but lately I've just been doing locations. So wherever I'm at, I'll snap the location, and if it's food, I'll snap that. But I like to do those Snapchat stories too. Those are fun.
So you're a travel channel, you're the food channel, and you've got a little Comedy Central in there.
Pretty much.
I like this idea of describing, because it's hard. You ask somebody to follow you on Snapchat, and they're like, well, why would I do that? What's the value for me? So I'm now going to say, hey, follow me on Snapchat. It's like the travel channel. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, how about our in-studio guest here from UCI? We have a live student. She's a real student, ladies and gentlemen. And she's still on summer break, and she's just starting to work again here. But what is your Snapchat channel?
I think I'm the same as you, Ryan. Whenever I go traveling or do something really cool, like I go to Disneyland or something, I like to geotag that. So anything that's entertaining to me, you know, I feel like would be entertaining to my friends. That's pretty much it on my story, mostly.
Okay. So we have these channels that add up to a TV station in like a large TV station, but we also have the key word we have here, stories. So I think this is something we should dive into for a moment, because if you're just joining us and you're still frustrated because you're on the 405, it's going to be okay, because you're listening here to KUCI Get Notified and you're learning while you drive. And I think that's a good point. Instead of getting frustrated and being one of those people on the freeway that just is angry and is an angry person, you need to listen to the radio. You need to listen to something intellectual that will get your mind out of the anger.
And no snapping.
And no snapping while driving. Actually, it's interesting. I believe that, because when I was in a taxi cab and I was going 70 miles an hour in the back seat about to die and I was snapping it, it recognized that I was moving, and it said something came up on Snapchat like, don't snap and drive.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, very cool.
It shows up when you have the filter that shows the speed.
Okay. So don't text and drive. Don't snap and drive. Don't Facebook and drive. Listen to KUCI and drive. Right?
That's right. That should be a sticker, Ryan.
That should. I am going to make a new sticker. Don't text and drive. Don't snap and drive. Listen to KUCI and drive. It is amazing. I was a big proponent of road safety when it comes to texting and driving, because I'm a skateboarder and just because I'm a human being in a vehicle. And it is amazing, to this day you literally look left and right and almost everybody is on their phone. So stop it, put your phone down unless you're streaming, and just look at it while you're at a stop sign, and then put it on the seat next to you with an auxiliary cord, okay? So safety first when it comes to snapping. Number two, when you're watching the TV station, it's made up of a bunch of little stories. Jill, step us through, what are stories, and do you actively have to create a story? You know, let's GTO the story real quick.
Yeah, the story is basically like a storyboard, or like a book, for example. And it's like a book where you can flip the pages, and by flipping the page, you tap on the screen if you want to move forward faster, or if you want to digest that page or that snap for the whole 10 seconds, then, you know, you're free to do so.
Okay, so let's hold on real quick. So your thumb actually acts as a remote control. So if I go, if I'm on the main screen and I swipe to the left, that means I start at the right side of the phone and I swipe to the left. It has my story, looks like promoted stories, and then other stories like Jell Cruz, here's your story. So I click on that and I'm able to see you. Oh, you have dog ears on and a dog nose and you're talking, and I could watch the whole thing, or I could click on it and it fast forwards to the next one.
Yes.
And there you are with the geo filter with Carson, and then whoa, there's Beth Greenfest. It snaps to the next person.
It literally snaps to the next, it shows the next person that's recently updated their story. And then in between, this recently rolled out from Snapchat, they put in ads now, the hopes of, you know, monetizing for the company. So yeah, that's pretty recent. That's a very recent update for them, and it's not even a long ad either. So because they understand how quick the attention span is now for people,
and they don't want, the advertisers don't want to irritate the users, because Snapchat was ad free for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. So let's back it up. If you want to snap, you get the app, then you open it up and you take a snap, and then you use a filter to make sure you look better, and then you add it to your story, which is a section of videos and pictures. That's pretty rhymey. I was actually impressed with myself like that. If you want to take any of this information and snap it, go ahead. If you want to take this information and tweet it, go ahead. If you just want to sit there and listen, that's cool too. But make sure to show the Twitter love and the Instagram love to KUCI. That's at KUCI FM. Also, I don't think that Peter the Anteater has a Snapchat, but UCI does have a Snapchat. So you can search, I believe it's UC Irvine, and you can watch their story. And again, their story is a sequence of the pictures and videos that they take in sequential order. And how long do those last? How long does that stay up for? Sunny, we'll have you do that. I felt the sisterly love there, and I was like, wait a minute, they're both looking at each other in the same time in different places, probably smirking, knowing that it was awkward for me, but I made it happen.
No, I apologize. I was actually typing in what you were saying earlier.
Oh, you were snapping. That's okay.
Irvine and stuff. So.
Are you driving? Are you driving right now?
No.
Okay, then you're fine.
I'm at home. I'm on the phone.
Okay, that's good. I was just concerned for your safety and the safety of those around you. You're listening to Get Notified, and we have all these Snapchat queens on the line that literally do this on a daily basis. To step you back into where we're at, we're talking about stories. Stories are powerful, and Snapchat allows you to tell a series of stories with 10-second clips and or pictures. The stories combine to create almost a TV channel that you can randomly watch and find. And is it just, it's entertainment value, but at the same time, it's also educational. Who should be snapping? Sunny.
Well, to answer your other question, it stays on for 24 hours.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. Yes, so how long do the story stay on?
It stays on for 24 hours unless you delete it, and which is possible if you want to delete it. You just click on the specific snap, and there's a little trash can, and you click that, and you can delete it.
When you snap out there into the world, then you have snapper's remorse. You can get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good to know.
Or but- like if... You know, sometimes, so a lot of times people, usually people don't delete things, but there's a couple reasons why people will delete things is, let's say, they spelled a word wrong and they want to redo it or something like that, so they may delete it then, or they can just snap again and be like, oops, I made a mistake. Another reason why people might delete something is there might be something crazy going on, either on themselves or in the background, and someone will write them and say, hey, did you know that, you know, you're...
Somebody photobombed with a middle finger or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, something.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. So they may delete it for that reason. Another reason for deleting is sometimes people will snap, and they'll do a recent snap just to, like, get someone on, but they don't want to have, like, a huge, long story, so they may delete a snap just so that way their story's not as long.
I like that. People will snap. And then, so they snap to get some attention, but they'll go back and they'll delete things. Here's a question I have from a millennial on the cusp of the old millennials. Do you think that the reason why so many young individuals are flocking towards Snapchat is that there is this ephemeral nature to it? And when I say ephemeral, I think grandma knows what that is, but here's a everyone timeout. Ephemeral is just short nature, 24 hours and it's gone. And yes, people can take screenshots of it, so somebody else can sort of take a screenshot of your snap. But in general, compared to other platforms, is the reason why younger people are on it because it's there and then it's gone?
I think it started off, I'll take the question here. I think it started off with that and I didn't even really like Snapchat for that matter. I thought it was silly. My younger sisters were the ones using it. I am, by the way, close to the cusp. I barely made that window of 34, 35. So I was kind of dissing it from the start, and I was like, no, it's so silly, it's a waste of time, blah, blah, blah. And now look at me, I'm using it, I'm, like, consuming it, I'm kind of sort of living in it, even though it just stays on for 24 hours. It's basically because you get to know the other person or these people that you've made connections with or about to make connections with. It makes it an even playing field for everybody.
Okay, so it makes it an even playing field in that nobody stacks up a whole bunch of content, that every day people have whatever content that they produce. Is that what you're saying?
Playing field meaning, like, you can literally be sharing what you want with the rest of the world, just like, you know, if Justin Bieber were to... you know, snap, and they want to share it. You know, you have your own set of audience. He has his own set of audience. And maybe my audience is watching him. Like, it could be vice versa, but I'm saying that you can be as big as you want if you wanted to. and be as little or, you know, as a little bit more private if you wanted to as well. It's and that's what's really appealing, I think, for the general public of the users of Snapchat is you can be very creative with Snapchat. You can write and make art on your snaps with, like, the different colored pens. I know some people use it for kind of purpose of just entertaining, redrawing certain things, and they're very creative people on there. So
let's talk about that for a second. So the question is, what makes Snapchat appealing? Because I know there's a lot of people who are, I'm going to say, more mature. I'm not going to say older. I'm not going to call you guys old. If you're not a millennial, you're not old. You're just mature. I think that what we're finding is that there's a instant gratification. There's a short burst attention span to it. There's the ability to be fun. There's the ability to learn. There is the fact that everything sort of goes away in 24 hours so that there's a level playing field. But at the same time, you can share what you want, when you want it, with who you want it. And at the same time, you can take your finger and use the drawing tool and, you know, put antlers on people or draw on their faces or create things almost just like a fun Etch-a-Sketch. It's like a modern Etch-a-Sketch meets TV.
Canvas.
A modern canvas that's the size of your phone that has limitless possibility. And, you know, Sunny, talk about maybe the importance of creative expression, because I think millennials want to be creative. And I think maybe for Facebook and Twitter, it's more of a, I don't want to say less creative, but it seems like there aren't the inherent tools in Facebook and Twitter. Instagram might be close because you can take pictures and put filters on it and you can make it look artistic. But Snapchat is really a hands-on tool that the rabbit hole goes deep. You can get as creative as you want. Do you think that's a big part of why it's important to so many people?
Yeah, definitely. I think that people can tap into their creative side using Snapchat, whether it's with graphic designs like the emojis and things like that, because that's more of what I do. I'm more of like the digital kind of person. I've never really been good at drawing or things like that. And then there's people like Jell who are good at drawing, and so they're able to like create pictures without the digital stuff, without the emojis.
Now let's talk about that for a second. We're gonna take a two steps back. What, Janet Jackson, two steps forward, one step back? Maybe like that?
Maybe it was Paula Abdul.
Oh, you're right. You know what? I've never been good at naming the artists, but I can sure sing them and dance to them. So you're here at KUCI Get Notified with Ryan Full and DJ Ginger MC, if that's what we're going with, because we're still trying to make sure that it works. We have three young women who are all amazing at what they do when it comes to Snapchat. Snapchat is a TV station for the modern age, which allows you to draw on your TV. You can create information through pictures or videos and send it out into the world. Other people can view. They can actually use a messaging function and contact you with messages, or they can video you back. It's like a video chatting app. And then for those people who are not artistic but are entertained by creating art, there are filters to help the pictures and videos look better. There are effects that can make it look faster or slower. And let's talk about maybe the elephant in the room here. All these pictures of people with dog ears and faces and stuff coming out of their head and lightning bolts and the facial recognition component, the face swap. If anybody has seen a picture of two people and it doesn't look like they have the right faces on, that was Snapchat. So let's do kind of a fun ping pong, because there are so, not ping pong, I meant popcorn. Let's do a popcorn ping pong. If you guys remember, guys or girls, in like 6th or 7th grade, when you're all reading Jane Eyre maybe at the same time and people are sort of phasing out of paying attention, the teacher employs the popcorn. And that means you're reading and all of a sudden you go, popcorn, Ryan. And then all of a sudden I have to be paying attention and pick it up. So let's do a popcorn with Snapchat art features. Everything from the face swap to the emojis. And then we'll ping pong popcorn, people. I love alliterations. Let's get down for the ping pong popcorn presentation. So I am going to say, because I already let the cat out of the bag with this face swap, you can look at yourself on the camera and hold down where your face is. Like, literally, a self-facing camera, put your finger on your nose and hold it down. Sounds weird, but all of a sudden, there will be this white mask that looks like it just jams around your face. And that creates this facial recognition with Snapchat. And then at the bottom, you'll see these different filters. So one filter is a face swap. You literally have two people that are looking into the phone. And you do the face swap, and it'll take my face and put it on Angie's face. And she probably doesn't look as good as me with a ginger beard, but it still makes for a funny piece of content. Okay, Popcorn Sunny.
Yeah, I love the face filters. Those are a lot of fun. Usually when I'm goofing off on Snapchat, that's what I use. I really, really love the B one, because the B one will change your voice. And I had been thinking about tweeting them, and then all of a sudden they like just popped up with the voice filter change. So I was like, yay, this is exciting.
Okay, so you put the B filter on, and then you hold down the video button and it'll videotape what's happening. Because if you're not videotaping, it'll still look like it. Mm-hmm. And it makes your voice sound like a bee. And okay, I dig that one. Ginger B. Maybe that's my new DJ name. Okay, so you have the face swap. You have the B. It literally turns into a B. Go mm-hmm. ahead and popcorn either Angie or Jel.
Popcorn Angie.
There's really, really funny ones. All right, they change up like every single day, though.
So constantly these filters are changing up?
Yeah, I notice different ones every day.
Okay, so what's one that's fun to look out for?
My favorite? It's the one that makes you look really sad.
Okay, it's the one that makes you look really sad. Really, oh cute. My gosh. I'm even smiling and it's making me frown. Wow, I kind of look scary, like a grumpy troll.
That one's always there.
Yeah, okay. So if you're feeling sad, open up Snapchat, push your thumb down on your face until it recognizes the mask, and then put the frowny face on. And if you can't have an honest laugh at what you look like as a total troll with a frown, no matter what you do, I don't know what's going to cheer you up. Okay, you can popcorn Jel because she's up next. You got to say popcorn Jel.
Popcorn Jel.
There you go.
What? Who said something?
Yeah, Angie said popcorn Jel. So you're up. What's a fun feature on Snapchat in this lightning round here?
Another fun feature for me is, and I don't use it as often, is it's a similar one for face swap, where you can use a picture that you have on your phone. So if you have like a facial picture of somebody else you want to look like, or maybe even like a Disney princess, or even like a smiley face or something, you could use that and face swap it with that picture, and it'll show up on your face. Like it's going to show your face, but with a different face, if you get what I'm saying.
I saw that when I was just flipping through. It was towards the end. It looked like the face swap, but it had a face with an arrow and a picture. So you can take a picture of somebody. Like, I can take Prince William, because he looks like me. And is that the one, or is it the other guy? Which guy is the ginger?
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry, that's what I mean. So since Prince Harry is stealing my look, right, just for fun, I can take a picture of him looking all dapper, and then throw it on my face, and people aren't even going to recognize the difference, but it might give him some credibility, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I might do that. We're coming into maybe the last few minutes of the show here, and if you didn't know, we are broadcasting live out of UCI. Zot, zot, zot. Show some love to Peter the Anteater, and follow UCI on Snapchat. One of the things that I do on the daily basis here is that I am the, get ready for it, I'm preparing myself, Senior Administrator of Social Media and Marketing for the Office of the Vice Provost of Teaching and Learning. And it's a long, fun name, but it is the best job in the world, because my job is to help about 27 different departments on campus learn how to use social media more effectively. And on campus, there's only one department that is using Snapchat, and it's the Blackstone Launchpad. I was there for a couple years. We basically help students become entrepreneurs. And we made a 6-foot Snapchat ghost, and we went around campus and we got people to snap us and created a daily inside view of what's going on. So in these last couple minutes, I want to talk about some of the features of Snapchat that could help a business, that could also help yourself with your personal brand, and that can help a department at UCI to gain more exposure from students and basically communicate where they are. Now, Angie, true or false, are a majority of students on Snapchat?
That's very true.
It's very true. Wow. I gave her a true or false question, and she said very true. I can see a test where she's like, that's not even really true. It's very true. There, I talk to students all the time, and I love to ask them, what are your top three favorite social media platforms? Snapchat is in the top three no matter what. I think it's number one, and I think that Instagram is number two, and Facebook maybe might be in a close second, for second or third. So the idea is not that you have to be on Snapchat, but I want everybody to understand what Snapchat is so that you're not disconnected. And think about different ways that you might be able to use Snapchat to engage with more students. So I have a couple ideas, and that's just from experience. With the Blackstone Launchpad, we gave a behind the scenes. And in a 10-second little clip, it was fun to share with people like what went on during the day. So I think one way that you can use Snapchat for business is to give some sort of a behind the curtain, behind the scenes. And it lets people understand a little bit about your culture. I believe, and I would like to get your opinions on it, we have a new section on the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's called True or False, okay? Very true or false.
Very true.
Very true or false. Does live streaming and or something that's not edited, granted you can throw a filter on it, but do people value seeing real video versus edited video? True or false?
True for me.
True?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Agree over there. So this idea is that if you have a really snazzy video that's highly produced, it might come across disingenuous because you could shoot it over 3 days and, you know, somebody had a bad hair day and then they cut those parts of it. But when you're giving people a raw look at what you're doing and behind the scenes, it's okay if you have a bad hair day. I have one like once a month and it's totally cool. But the idea is giving something that's real. And Snapchat, I think people like it because it's real. And if you're afraid of a front-facing camera, you need to start taking more selfies to get over that. So I would say that one way you can use Snapchat for business is to give a behind the scenes. True or false?
True.
All right. And we'll just know if there's a false, and then we'll go from there. Now, another thing is providing access to live events. Because it's within a 24-hour period, I think that using Snapchat for live events is great because if you want to see what's going on, you can go to Snapchat and get that live feed. Sunny or Jill, do you agree with that comment or not? So live events, is that a good use for a business use or a school use to connect?
I would say so.
Because it's real time, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen, I mean, everything is really real time and it disappears within 24 hours. So if you have an event or if you have a speaker or if you have something that's going on, you can get people to sort of document that process. One thing that I learned from both Jell and Sunny is to cross-multiply or cross-pollinate the platforms. What they've instructed me to do is if I have a Snapchat that's really cool that I can be artistic with and draw on and spend some time to make it entertaining, I can save the video and then I can tweet it out. So everything doesn't have to live on Snapchat. I will take some Snapchats and put it on Twitter, and then it does two things. One, it lets people see something that's fun and entertaining, and it also lets them know what are the other platforms that Snapchat can come across to, because it's a video, right? So you can also do it on Instagram.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You can also do it on Facebook.
YouTube.
And YouTube. So if you have a really cool snap, then literally you can use that to your advantage on other platforms. Any other ideas from anybody about how we can use social media for business and for maybe here at UCI getting students to get engaged with the Learning Center or the Writing Center or something like that?
Off the top of my head, maybe they can do like scavenger hunts in the library if they're wanting to get students like get in the library more.
I like that. Scavenger hunt. So how would you do a scavenger hunt on Snapchat?
Kind of like the Pokemon Go, because that's really big. So if they had something similar to that. And then maybe if they can get credit with
so
their
would people,
teachers,
would
their
people so they would snap in clues, and then that would they would people would snap in. Actually, you know, at the Blackstone Launchpad, one thing we did was called Capture the Snap. So we had this big ghost, and we hid them somewhere on campus, and then we snapped out a bunch of clues. And then the students would take the clues, they'd go to find the ghost, take a snap with the ghost, and then they get entered to win $100. And it was pretty fun.
Yep, that's definitely another way of doing a scavenger hunt.
Also, there's a celebrity star power with this too, right? I mean, you can use influencers. Let's say if you have an awesome person that comes to campus, ask them if they can take a regular selfie and a group photo, but then also like a 10-minute or a 10-minute, a 10-second. Maybe that's version 2020 is 10 minutes, right? All the girls are laughing at me. Hey, minutes and seconds. Come on, give a guy a break.
Just tap your mouth and maybe it'll change from minutes to seconds.
Yes, a ginger mouth tap to correct myself. I like it.
Like how on Snapchat you can change the time format.
Yeah. That is my new, when I mess up, I'm just going to say double tap my mouth, change to whatever. I don't know if that's going to fly. It's not indecent, so the FCC can't come and get me, but it's funny and it's entertaining. Okay, so we have a couple minutes left. If you are listening now, stick around because Claudia is on with Ask a Leader. She's always got a great show. Much love to all of KUCI and UCI. Zot, zot, zot. It's a solid week here in the middle of the summer. It's a little slow, but that's when we can run fast. Today, we've talked about Snapchat. How about we do our final thoughts on Snapchat, maybe about a minute each, and then we are going to sign off and everybody can see us online. Jill, how about you start? Why should people either go on Snapchat or not be afraid of Snapchat?
Like I've said earlier, it's basically the new TV where it's more interactive. You can have an interaction with your audience, and if they have any questions for you, you can answer them and address it. And it's also good for businesses because that's where most of your market is, really. We're not getting any younger, and people are getting much older, much more mature, quicker, and so I feel like we're all in this together, and if you're not with the crowd, you're kind of like living under the rock.
Okay, I like that. And Sunny, what is your final recap here?
Pretty much the same thing. Engagement is really important. So whether you're watching someone or you're the one filming, if everyone's like giving each other tips and learning from each other, then it's always a plus. And I just wanted to say real quick for anyone listening, thanks for listening. And I'm Besosani, Besosani. And feel free to send me a message and I respond to everyone.
Awesome. And for Angie, our in-studio guest, I'm going to ask her the final question, and she's going to give me her final answer, and it is true or false. As a student at UCI, will Snapchat continue to be an important part of your life on campus and on campus?
Very true.
Very true, she says. Very true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Get Notified. I hope that you are a little bit more notified than you were before. Honestly, I'm still a little confused, but I'm a lot less confused than when I started the show. I learned about a number of different things, and we will be back here tomorrow here at KUCI, 8 to 9 a.m., and we have some awesome guests. I have Raphael Gordon, who is an international speaker. He is amazing, as well as Leo Bottery, who is a peer group expert. It's going to be an amazing time. We're going to end the show here with a little bit of Goth Industrial. Stick around because after this, we've got Ask a Leader. Don't go anywhere. Zot, zot, zot. Don't forget to say hi and call your grandma and tell her all the things that you learned. We'll see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We're signing off. Don't forget to call and say hi to your grandma. Everybody else, say bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.